Wow! I got letters for the following possible inhabitants of Shinbone Creek. Josephus Blake, Alan Hacker Jr., Daniel Brady, Samuel Thorndike.
I'm Thorndike. Hand that letter over here, Express Man. It's been 4 months since I heard from my family, and I just wrote one to send back home. Let's see here. Dear Samuel, it has been 9 months
since you left home for the California gold country. The newspapers here in Boston say that you are now in a land fatal to morals. Tell me, is it so? Please hold fast to those high principles of justice, honor, and righteousness that we've been taught from childhood. If you can't make quite so much money by a strict adherence to justice, let the gold go.
Dear Mother, I love this California life. My first day's mining was an ounce. The second was $35, and the third was $92. But such days are not common. The merchants, when told that men fine from $16 to $100 a day, figure miners can easily pay $1 for a pound of potatoes. The same pound you pay half a penny for back home in Georgia.
Dear Cousin Julius, on the South Fork there were 2 cases of theft. One of the men was flogged 100 lashes, and the other 150. The latter died from the flogging. With such a strict miner's law, theft is a rare occurrence out here.
My dearest Betsy, probably 9 out of 10 of the miners in our camp are calculating someday to return to the States. Some will stay for years, adding gold to gold. Their greedy souls will hardly be satisfied. Some will be content with a smaller amount and will hasten home. Some, without care or thought, gamble and lose their gold as fast as they obtain it.
To my beloved son, James, you wrote of your desire to join me and your Uncle Howard here in California. For heaven's sake, stay at home. Thousands have laid and will lay their bones along the routes to and in this country. Stay at home, for if my health is spared, I can get enough gold for both of us.
Dear Kevin, I really hope no one will be deterred on coming on account of the hardships you hear about. The more fools, the better. And the fewer to laugh when we get back home.